We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground.
That truth having been said, let's greet one another with God's peace this morning. Announcements. Are you, if you're ready, something that's coming up?
We just want to get the word out here quick. Sunday, July 5th, there'll be no church, but we're going to try something different. We're going to have service on Wednesday, July 1st, the Wednesday before that weekend. Council's been kind of talking about, you know, what we can try and do differently here. So we want to try a Wednesday service in the summertime. We'll have some sort of a meal of some sort here at 5:30, and then the service at 6:30. So right now we're thinking maybe pizza and chicken from Unhinged or something. We'll have a little lunch, and then we'll have a service, and we'll kind of see how that goes. If it goes over, we'll do some more. If not, we'll try something different. But we were going to try some new things here, so. So just kind of, well, more details to follow. That's kind of the rough plan now. So
there will be.
Oh, and there's a Peg put up a sign-up sheet downstairs in the entry. So if you think you're going to come, try and sign up. That way we can kind of plan, you know, how much food to get. Not that we get way too much food or way too little food, maybe be more like it. So we make sure we get enough food. So put it that way.
And we're thinking downstairs, right?
Probably, kind of maybe they may have in the basement. If it's July, might be warm. Maybe having the basement's a little cooler rather than be up in here. You know, so.
Yes, communion.
Oh yeah. You can probably do communion too right away. Sure, get that. Yep. Hey.
Okay, thanks for saying that. Yeah, something's going on that weekend. About 250. Yeah, I'll be at a class reunion on that Sunday. But I'll be here Wednesday. My 250th birthday, yes. A milestone for our country, yes, for sure. Thanks for explaining, laying that out a little bit. Congratulations to Emily. She got married yesterday. Yeah. I've forgotten the guy's name. Anybody know? Anyway, they got married. In Waconia, some place that does this, and they have the other announcements, joys, and concerns. Go down our list of folks. Lauren came home Saturday. Charlie Stockman and Margie's still there, but she's healing. She's getting around a little bit now, can put some weight on her ankle. And Glennis asked for prayers today. She had some Mohs surgery done to remove a cancerous thing here, And she's never had that done before. Of course, it's in an awkward place, so it kind of swells up there. But she was much better after her shower today, but still said, you can pray for me, for Glennis, for that. And of course, Tate, always, right? Keep him in mind. He's coming along. A lot of help needed as far as medically, but understandably so. Other joys, concerns? Should be something. Am I forgetting anything? Okay, well, let's go on ahead with what has been renamed Proclamation of Praise. This is a time of God's appearing. Let us worship. Let us recognize that God is within and among us. God's ear is inclined toward us. We know that God listens and hears our prayers. We are here to offer our thanks to God. We will pay our vows to God in the presence of others. We are grateful for the grace in which we stand. We praise God with great joy and gladness. God bears us up on eagle's wings. God draws us into covenant community. We will listen for God's commandments. We will seek to do all that God requires. And we pray this prayer together to say, God of all creation, help us to recognize your presence among us. May we greet one another as your precious children and as messengers of your care. Help us offer such hospitality to one another that even the most skeptical among us will be touched by love. You are love, and in you we find hope amid our weakness and doubt. Let your glory shine in this place today as we lift up the cup of salvation and call upon your name. Amen. And we sing this beautiful hymn, 139. Good to have you back. If you're there, there you are. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Abundantly that I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength to today and bright hope for tomorrow. Ravens all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I've needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Wow. I can't imagine how inspired some of these hymn writers must have been to write songs and with words and melodies like that. Thank you to all those musicians that went before us and to the many churches that kept this music going. I forgot to say something that I was going to say, and before we do our confession and prayer, has to do with Olive Pinsky. When Glennis went to, and I went to visit her, as we usually do on Tuesdays at Harmony River, she was still sleeping at about 10:30 or so, and said, okay, she needs to sleep, right? So we visited some other people there. But then I learned later, she was getting extra rest because Tommy T was coming to get her and give her a ride on the back of his tricycle. Now, we did, this is true, because we did. I did get a text or whatever they call them, and it shows her riding off on the back, and Tommy's giving her a short ride. Of course, she was strapped in and everything, but Olive used to not only ski, but she used to have a motorcycle herself. Yeah, as many of you know. So I wanted to admit that. And of course others, think of Mavis Schutte, Jim Jensen, Donna Schmidt, Orvie Shrupp, and Doris, of course. And others that may come to mind. Let's pray together this prayer, which is found printed in the bulletin, to say this: God, we often fail to recognize that you are always with us. We are the ungodly ones who deny your love by our failure to love. We deny your law by our failure to live by it. We laugh at your promises. We appear more burdened than joyful in the midst of the wondrous gift of life. We seldom pause to give thanks. The compassion of Christ finds little echo in us who claim to be Christians. We need your forgiveness, O God, and a new vision. Amen. Which, of course, is Latin for so be it. And you may wonder, gosh, am I that bad? It does seem that way, doesn't it, sometimes? But compared to God's perfectness, 100% love, we do fall short. So it's good to confess our sins. And even better to know that as we do that with a genuine heart and we honestly confess, God forgives us and pardons us from all iniquity, as the scriptures say. Signed up to read was Peg, and is Peg, I mean. You did sign up, and now you're going to read. You may notice that both our texts that she's going to read, plus one I'm going to read in a bit, are all from Genesis, wrapped up in this story about Sarah laughing.
Our first reading is Genesis 18, verses 1 through 15. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly three measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There, in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age, and it had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Oh yes, you did laugh." Genesis 21, verses 1 through 7. The Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son whom Sarah had bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, "God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." Thus ends the readings for today.
You know what? I'm gonna come down here, preach this morning. Hope this works for you. Did you ever play that game called "If You Love Me, Honey, Smile"? And then the person has to say in response, this is all planned here to make you smile. You go up to someone and you say, "If you love me, honey, smile." And then the person has to say in response, "I love you, honey, but I just can't smile." You ever play that? Nobody? Never did? Should we try it? Can I get a volunteer out here to try it? Mike, how about you? See, sorry, he just smiled. Oh, gosh. And I lost my place again. Laugh with me. I think we're doing that as I so fumble these things around. But It's important to laugh, and there's many different kinds of laughter, of course, but sometimes we laugh at ourselves and our stupidity. At least I speak for myself. I thought of this story, and I don't think I told you, but about 3 or 4 months ago, you know, I play once a month with a band at St. Anastasia in Hutchinson. And sometimes it's on a Sunday night. And so this particular Sunday night, we were playing, there was myself, song leader Lucy, the pianist Gail, and Wade, one of the singers, and Patty, and a couple others, as I remember. And Mass was going on, and you know how you come to the end of Mass, or sometimes churches, comes the end, and you make a fast exit. You get out of here, because service is over, right? You're laughing there. That's good. You're trying not to laugh. If you love me, honey, smile. I didn't say laugh, I said smile. But anyway, and usually in the last number, you turn it up. I play the bass guitar, and I turned it up, and it's a little upbeat tune. It's faster and certainly more louder. And you sing a stanza or two or a verse or two, and then you quit. And that's the signal then that the worshipers can exit, which they were doing. And many times, as they're making their way out, we, as a group of musicians and singers, we said, let's do another stanza. And I thought I saw and heard Lucy, the song leader, say, "It's jammin' time." Oh, all right, you know. So I'm out there with my bass, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I'm looking around, and she's putting her guitar away, Lucy. Gail is putting the cover down on the piano. Someone else is turned and they're walking off the altar area. And two others are visiting with each other. And I'm hanging out there by myself, jamming. And so I say something to Lucy. I said, "I thought we were going to have jamming time." Now, this was an evening service, you know. So she said, "No." I said, "Jammy time." Now, some of you are chuckling, you know what jammy time means. Some maybe don't know what that means. It means time to go home, maybe take a shower, change clothes, put on the pajamas, and relax after another day of activities. And, of course, I had a good laugh at myself. Because it's good to laugh at yourself, but not at someone else. It's good to preach. It's okay to preach to yourself, but never preach at someone. Maybe you've heard that before, that you feel you were preached at. Listed all the things you were doing wrong and what you can do about it or can't do about it. But hopefully we have times in our lives when we can laugh together. And that's really what this text is about. Found this little prayer that sort of introduces the text to say this. We laugh, O God, when we recall with joy the many promises you have fulfilled in our lives, often in unexpected ways. Amen. Laughing, laughter, laughed. The word in those three different forms is used over 40 times in the Bible. And really, you think about the Bible and all the books, it's really not a lot. But like today, you have two kinds of laughing going on. Three instances where, in two cases, the laughter has been one more of scorn. Like, how can this be? I have to read this, and I probably should have had you read this, Peg, because it really fits in. The time when Abraham, not Abraham yet, was in a meeting, and God came to him in the 17th chapter of Genesis, 15th verse. God said to Abram, as for, and I'm going to pronounce this the way I think it should be pronounced, Sarai. Sarai. I at the end, not an H. As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she will give rise to nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. Then, now, Abraham, knowing that he was going to have family, more family, the Ham gets on the end of his name. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Can Sarai, who's 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live in your sight. God said, no, but your wife Sarah shall bear a son, and you shall call him Isaac. Some people say Isaac, which means, translated, laughter. Now the deal is here, Abraham had already had a son, not by Sarai, but by Sarai's slave girl, or the one that her handmaiden, so to speak. Sarah and Hagar. The name of that boy born was Ishmael. But to Sarah, the way they did it, and this is kind of gross, or at least everyone's an adult here. And I can remember my Old Testament professor saying this, the way they did it in those days, if you yourself couldn't get pregnant, you could do it by your servant, who would then sit on the lap of Sarah, and then Abraham would go into her that way, and that if that resulted in fertilization, then the child would be born. And you can see problems with that, I'm sure. And even in that day, there was, because maybe, as you know, then Ishmael grew up to be not wanted around there. And even though he was first born, he took second place. And he went off with his mom, biological mom, and a new nation was also started there. So you can imagine how, when now God comes to Abram and says, you're going to have a child through Sarai, and you're going to be multiple descendants. But Sarai scoffs to herself. She laughs to herself. I'm 90 years old. This can't be happening. And all of a sudden she catches herself. And God's watching. Says, how come you're laughing? What's so funny about that? I didn't laugh. She said, I didn't laugh. Oh, yes, you did, says God. Little did she know, and perhaps she had a sense, that the divine promise would be fulfilled. And this would start generation after generation, 42 to be exact, if you go by the listing of all the descendants of Abram. 42 generations, guess what? The Messiah is born, according to Matthew and Mark. Who would be the Savior of all nations? Now, you know, we're not supposed to laugh in church. Were you grown up to say, I know in my little town, the boys anyway, we had to sit in the front row. And we were supposed to sit still and listen. Definitely no laughing. We could sing and do the litany and all that kind of stuff, but somehow just sitting in the front row and then others, there was a little gap. You could get by with some things, but you couldn't laugh. Pass notes maybe. Or if you're like me, especially in high school, I always felt the preacher was preaching over me to somebody else. I said, look at me once in a while, you know. And then I'd think about two things. Last Friday's date or last Friday's ball game. Take that as a confession. I don't think about ball games too much or any dates. But it's fun to watch sports, and it's fun to be married, and to laugh together. But laughing in church, I still wonder about that. Maybe you do too, I don't know. But God laughs. This saying I ran across, don't know who said it though, and whoever quoted it, didn't give credit, but it sounds good. When people plan trusting only in human power, God laughs. But when God plans working through human weakness, people laugh. Gosh, it's been a while now, but I remember when I served the church in Hutchinson, and many churches were starting to do this the Sunday after Easter. They had what was called Holy Hilarity Sunday. And I remember in Hutchinson there, they had a clown club. They brought the clowns up. And of course, did little skits and things that were related to God, but we're meant to loosen us up a little bit and to see a side of God that maybe we never saw. Well, George Quast would do his, quote, hand illusion tricks, all with a biblical message. He was one of the members of the Clown Club. But to get to my point, I don't think they do that anymore. Of course, not everybody likes that because they feel it's sacrilegious or something. And I can understand that. But sometimes we take ourselves, anyway, too seriously. And we need to be taking God more seriously, which can and should produce the kind of laughter, at least at times when Sarai found out that she was going to have a child and had that child, she laughed like bubbling springs or like a ringing bell came from her heart. Anyway, that's what we wanted to accomplish with this. And I wondered, because some people didn't come that Sunday because, I don't know, they felt it was sacrilegious, I guess. But a couple of years later, we had a couple come to our church, and I asked her if I could tell this story, and she said, oh, sure, please do. Because you remember Lee Ostrom, right? A lot of you? Big, tall guy. Would report on the Glencoe sports games. I can still see him standing there on the sidelines at the football games. He's passed away now a few years ago. But his wife Jean lives, and she loves to laugh. And she said, oh yeah, you can tell that story. But she told the story of when they came to Hutchinson for the first time, they went around looking for churches. Then they came to our church. And of course, it was the Sunday after Easter, and we happened to be doing Holy Hilarity Sunday. And she and Lee both said to each other, yeah, we want to go to a church like that, where they have some fun, where they laugh together. Yes, indeed. I love music, as you know, Oh, one of the songs comes to mind. Maybe you sung it as a child. Ho, 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 Hosanna, ha, ha, hallelujah. He saved me. I got the joy of the Lord. Ever sung that? We sang it here before. Ho, 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 Hosanna, ha, ha, hallelujah. He saved me. I got the joy, I got the joy, I got the joy of the Lord. You know that one, don't you, Jim? You know that one? In a fashion, what does that mean? You couldn't sing it, why? Oh, should we sing it again? I bet you know this one, though. Nehemiah, this is the words of Nehemiah when he was trying to get the temple built for the second time to come back from exile. And, of course, we don't know what the music was like, but the words are in the Bible from Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 Boom, 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 boom. I added that. Did you know that one, Jim? I'll have to get those praise books out maybe. So that little purple praise book, worship team. I love those little songs. But I love the good old hymns too, of course, for sure. And first we're going to do our statement of faith, which this Sunday is the first one that was written shortly after the United Church of Christ was formed in 1959, later was revised, and it goes like this. Let's say it together, shall we? UCC Statement of Faith, 1959. We believe in God, the Eternal Spirit, Father of our Savior Jesus Christ, and our Father, and to his deeds we testify. He calls the worlds into being, creates man in his own image, sets before him the ways of life and death. He seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. He judges men and nations by his righteous will declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, he has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the world to himself. He bestows upon us his Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant, faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. He calls us into his church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be his servants in the service of men, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. He promises to all who trust him forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, his presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in his kingdom, which has no end. Amen. Glory and power be unto you. Amen. Prayer hymn is 539. My faith looks up to thee. Faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day behold. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee be warm and changed. Let's be a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray. And Diane will keep playing and we'll pray in a melodious ways, perhaps. Hopefully with at least a smile on our hearts. Deep within, you know that the joy of you is our strength to go ahead, to laugh with each other, not to be funny on purpose necessarily, not to make fun of others, thinking we're better somehow because we're born a certain way, certain color skin, or to a certain class, riches or poor. But of course, things come along in life, sickness, disease, accidents, and they want to break our spirits. May we have the fortitude to see your joy in others. May we laugh together. We pray for healing, of course, for Margie. It's working slow, but thank you for all the nurses and doctors and assistants and nurses' aides and laboratory people that work to improve our health, to make our bodies work so we can be joyful again. We think of baby Tate and all the help he's gotten, parents, grandparents, and medical assistants. We think of all the discoveries made in the laboratory. diseases analyzed, stood out, inoculations, vaccines. May we love and respect science and to know that there's people that are caring about humanity to improve our condition, not only in our country, which celebrates soon 250 years, but in all nations of the world, all over the globe, for you are a Christ for all nations, a Savior. Thank you that Lauren can be home, that Margie is in a place where she gets a lot of care, and good care. And we pray for, of course, Mavis and Olive, Jim Jensen, Donna, Orvi, and Doris. And, of course, the list goes on and on. Many we can hold in the light of Christ, who taught us to pray together this wonderful prayer to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Let's sing that fourth stanza now. When ends life's passing dream? When ends life's passing dream? When death's cold threatening stream shall o'er me roll? Bless, Savior, then in love, fear and distress remove. Oh, lift me safe above a ransomed soul. We stand as we sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, as we bring our offering to the altar. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. We pray together in unison to say these words. We repeat our vows of commitment to you, gracious God, as we dedicate this offering. We are disciples of Jesus Christ, commissioned to share the good news. May all that we dedicate here, our abilities, the fleeting moments of our days, the resources entrusted to our management, announce your reign and the nearness of your dominion. We give with joy and serve with delight, thanking you for this opportunity to share what you have given. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gifts may be. All that we have is yours alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. We sing about a love that will not let go. Oh, love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give me back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow
may richer fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores the borrowed ray that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. O joy that lifteth sink the pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tell us be. Oh, come that lifteth up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. I guess there's treats afterwards. Right. Please stay if you can.